reality made me do it. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Each time Zhao Shunzhi meets the black-cloaked envoy, Changshi hides as deep inside Zhao Shunzhi as he can, huddles down and pretends very hard that he isn't there at all. Usually, even when he's staying out of the way, Changshi is still watching everything Zhao Shunzhi does, listening to the people he talks to. But with the black-cloaked envoy, it's different. Every time, Changshi misses a lot of what the envoy says to Zhao Shunzhi. He catches some of it, and knows it usually leaves Zhao Shunzhi in a bad mood. But Changshi just doesn't dare take the risk of paying too much attention. He knows even the black-cloaked envoy has limits, and Changshi is hoping very much that as long as he doesn't give any reason for the envoy to pay attention, then he can keep escaping the envoy's notice. Zhao Shunzhi has never asked Changshi why he's so afraid of the black-cloaked envoy. Zhao Shunzhi has his own reasons for not wanting the envoy to find out about Changshi. Neither of them has pried too deeply into the other's motivation, content with the fact that at least this one goal they share. Changshu's reasons are really very simple. It's the same reason he's inside Zhao Shunzhi. He tries to tell himself that Zhao Shunzhi only has himself to blame for being so quick to pull the trigger. Changshu hates him for that, for how easily he resorts to deadly force instead of even trying to do anything else when there are Dixingren involved. And at the same time, he's been inside Zhao Shunzhi long enough now to know that it isn't really that easy, that Zhao Shunzhi sees some of those faces in his dreams over and over. But no matter, Changshi's host had died, and Zhao Shunzhi had been his only option. Or at least that's what Changshi tells himself. That's what he told Zhao Shunzhi to back then. That he didn't have a choice. But that's not entirely true, is it? The truth is that Changshi is a coward. The truth is that after so many years, Changshi is afraid to die. And that's why he hides from the black-cloaked envoy. That's why he's terrified of the black-cloaked envoy. What Changshi has done, invading Zhao Shunzhi without consent, for that alone, the envoy is well within his rights to execute Changshi. There's no defense for what Changshi has done. Changshi doesn't know the envoy. Had never met him until he's in Zhao Shunzhi. But if he's the same black-cloaked envoy that Ma Gui had talked about back then, and who else would dare to make that claim? Then mercy and understanding is not things the envoy was known for. Oh, there were a lot of good things Changshi had heard of the envoy, about his bravery and sense of justice. And that's the problem, isn't it? Letting Changshi get away is certainly not justice. Now, the black-cloaked envoy has made it clear that he knows about Changshi. Zhao Shunzhi's shock had been enough to penetrate even into the dark recesses of his mind, where Changshi was hiding at the time. Ever since then, Changshi has been huddled into a tiny ball inside Zhao Shunzhi, trying to keep out of the way. The black-cloaked envoy knows about him, and if he hadn't also made it clear that he doesn't want Zhao Shunzhi to die, Changshi would expect him to show up to rip Changshi out of Zhao Shunzhi at any moment and scatter his essence to the winds. But that would very likely kill Zhao Shunzhi as well. Zhao Shunzhi should be happy about how quiet Changshi has been for the last few weeks. It's what he always wants, for Changshi to shut up and pretend he isn't there. But Zhao Shunzhi isn't happy. Changshi can tell that much, even hiding as he's been. And to be fair, with what the black-cloaked envoy had said, Maybe Jarshantry is justified in its bad mood. The black-cloaked envoy isn't wrong, either. About what he said about Changshi and Jarshantry, that is. The struggle between them is putting strain on Jarshantry's body. Changshi had tried to tell him, but Jarshantry has always ever listened to the things he wants to hear. Maybe he listened to the black-cloaked envoy. Maybe something good will come of this. But Changshi isn't going to get his hopes up. Changshi is a bit too wrapped up in himself to really pay much attention to what's going on around him. But he does notice when Shunxi shows up in the middle of their workday. Changshi has always liked Shunxi, far more than he likes Zhao Xunxi, really. And of course, he's going to notice her. He'll always notice her. There's no Yunlan with her this time. Of course not. Yunlan would be at school at this time. Zhao Xunxi is talking to a few of his colleagues. Changshi hasn't been paying attention to what they're talking about. When everyone goes quiet and he's suddenly looking at Shunxi. The surprised "Ah-si" slips out inadvertently, and it takes a moment before Changshi realizes that that was him, not Zhao Shunxi. He hadn't meant to push himself forward. He really isn't paying attention these days if he'll do that by accident. Quickly, he pulls back, before Zhao Shunxi even has time to react. Changshi wants to apologize, but it's probably better to just stay quiet. Husband? Shunxi says, in a distinctly cool voice, nodding slightly at him. You haven't been home lately, and there's something we need to talk about, she announces very calmly, and then just waits. Changshi has retreated a bit too far to be able to tell what exactly Zhao Shunxi is feeling, but he's bound not to be happy about Shunxi showing up at the SID like this. Changshi understands why she would. They're never home. Changshi had thought for a moment that that might change. But then, after the black-cloaked envoy's revelations, they'd been home even less than usual. But Changshi hasn't been paying enough attention to know why that is. Zhao Shunxi looks at his colleagues, and even Changshi can feel the sigh trapped in their throat. We'll finish this later, Zhao Shunxi tells them, and then wordlessly leads Shunxi to Zhao Shunxi's office. No, Changshi is pretty sure Zhao Shunxi is not in a good mood at all, even if he can't actually feel much of it. Zhao Shunxi closes the door after them and then, despite the fact that Shunxi had specifically come here to talk, they all just stand there quietly looking at each other. Changshi can't tell what that look on Shunxi's face is as she looks intently at them. It's like she's expecting something. Why are you here, Ashu? Zhao Shunxi asks eventually. It's not angry, Changshi realizes. Carefully, Changshi dares to rise a bit closer to the surface, and to his surprise he realizes Zhao Shunxi seems more tired than anything else. A small sliver of guilt lodges somewhere in Changshi's mind, as he wonders if he's somehow made that worse. Has Changshi's panic over the last few weeks managed to seep into Zhao Shunxi's mind too? Shunxi smiles at them, but the expression seems brittle. You're never home, Shunxi. So, I realized if I want to talk to you and want you to pay attention, I should come here. Changshi wants to surge forward to stop Zhao Shunxi from saying anything stupid. Shunxi's words sound fragile and hurt, and yet they still feel like an accusation, even when that's not how she says them. Suddenly, Changshi isn't even sure if that's his or Zhao Shenchi's feeling. It hurts anyway. It's Changshi's fault that Zhao Shenchi is absent, but that's still Zhao Shenchi's own choice, and Changshi can't... He doesn't want to hurt Shenxi. Changshi manages to keep himself back. He has no right to get involved in this. Zhao Shenchi must have seen the hurt on Shenxi's face too, because he just sighs, and then says tiredly, "Then what's so important that you had to come here?" Shenxi draws herself up, determination settling on her face. "Our marriage," she says. Changshi can feel the cold in their chest. The shock that statement sends through Zhao Shenchi. It echoes all the way into Changshi. "No," Changshi thinks. "She won't. She can't." But can they really blame Shenxi if she's fed up with all of this? With a husband she barely sees, who doesn't talk to her or pay attention when she's talking to him. Is it really that much of a surprise? "Shut the fuck up," Zhao Shenchi's mental voice suddenly yells out at him, anger barely covering the hurt beneath. Changshi hadn't realized that Zhao Shenchi could hear him, but maybe Zhao Shenchi needed to hear all of that. Still, Changshi tries to quiet his own thoughts, but he won't apologize for what Zhao Shenchi heard already. "You don't need to look at me like that. I'm not divorcing you." "Not yet, anyway," Shenxi says with a huff. There's a rush of relief through their body that leaves them dizzy. "She's not leaving." "But I think it's time I was introduced to the third person in my marriage. Don't you?" Shenxi asks, with a raised brow. Zhao Shenxi's jaw drops open. "Changshi is... he's... she knows," someone thinks, and Changshi can't tell which of them it is. Changshi takes advantage of the shock and confusion in Zhao Shenxi's mind and pushes himself forward. Any moment now Zhao Shenxi will think of some way to deny it, to act confused, to lie. Changshi is sure of it. Changshi also thinks that lying to Shenxi will mean losing her, and he doesn't want that. Zhao Shenxi doesn't want that. Changshi is doing this for everyone's benefit. "Ashi," he says, and can't quite help the way their lips curl up in a small smile. "I'm sorry, I..." Changshi falters, words failing him suddenly. He's thought about speaking to Shenxi so many times, listened to her talk to Zhao Shenxi, and wished he could answer her. Now that the moment's here, he doesn't know what to say at all. "I don't know what to say," he admits quietly. He can feel Zhao Shenxi pushing back. He's not happy about Changshi taking over, not in the least. But for this moment at least, Changshi is firmly in control. He knows it won't last for long, though. "Please, Zhao Shenxi." "You're not my husband," Shenxi states. She sounds so very sure of that fact. "No," he admits. "I'm... Changshi." He breathes out his own name quietly. He almost can't believe he's actually saying it. When's the last time he's said that to anyone? And that fragile moment is enough for Changshi's control to slip. And when he realizes it, he doesn't try to fight Zhao Shenxi. "They'll only hurt themselves like that," Changshi reminds himself. But he wants to fight back to the surface, wants to talk to Shenxi again. Shunsi makes a noise that's almost a laugh, and then quickly covers her mouth with her hand. She stares at them for a while. Zhao Shunshi doesn't say anything. Maybe he's out of things to say, too. I think I didn't quite believe it until just now, Shunsi says, somewhat faintly after a while. Then she nods. Ashi, I'm not going to let him, Zhao Shunshi starts to say, but gets abruptly cut off by Shunsi. Zhao Shunshi, she says, and this time she does sound angry. You will listen. I'm not going to lose you two, not... She cuts herself off suddenly and swallows. Changshi doesn't know what she means. Who else would she have... But she goes on before he has time to finish that thought. We're going to try. The two of you will learn to get along because I will not sit by and watch you land in an early grave because of your own stubbornness. Shunsi takes an angry breath and looks like she's about to continue. But then she just breathes in again and seems to forcefully calm herself down. Zhao Shunshi still doesn't say anything, and Changshi can't really blame him. Changshi is at a loss for words, too. I expect both of you home for dinner, Shunsi says firmly. Changshi thinks that they probably don't have a choice in the matter. And of course Changshi will be there if Zhao Shunshi is, but he's pretty sure that's not what she means. She wants me to... She doesn't want me to hide. Changshi's mental voice is a bewildered little whisper. He doesn't think Zhao Shunshi will answer him. He can almost hear the thoughts going round in circles in Zhao Shunshi's head. I can explain, it's not what you think, I... None of those are what Zhao Shunshi should say. I'll be there, Zhao Shunshi says. Changshi feels ridiculously relieved. Shunsi hesitates for a moment, and then takes a step closer to them. She reaches out to take their hand. She just holds their hand lightly for a moment, looking at them and doesn't say anything. Zhao Shunshi looks back at her, just as wordlessly. And then she lets go and walks out of Zhao Shunshi's office. Zhao Shunshi turns to watch her go. She's amazing, Changshi finds himself whispering inside their mind. I know, Zhao Shunshi says. Well, they can agree on something at least. Maybe that's a step in the right direction. Now they just need to figure out how Shunsi found out and... Probably talk to her about Yunlan and what the black-cloaked envoy had said. They should have done that weeks ago. The end.